First pack of Chal Mishnah Vov. We mentioned before that the thing that is chayav in Chal is bread, and the classic way of making bread is baking it. Over here, the way it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch, this halacha meisa is when you put boiling water and you put flour or dough into the boiling water, and then afterwards you bake it. Bishami poitim b'sil mechayvim. Bishami says you potim, b'sil says you chayiv. Chalita says the other way around. You first put the flour on the bottom and you put the boiling water on top of it. Bishami mechayvim b'sil poitim. In this case, they say potis it. Yeah. L'maisa that the Gemara explains that this machlekes tanoim over here, and the one who said one did not say the other. Because the ma'isa, if you hold that one of these two is chayiv, then the second one is also chayiv. And so one of two parts is both parts, and we pass them, the ma'isa is both chayiv. So what comes out of this halacha is something called a bagel, which is boiled and afterwards baked. And even though it was initially boiled, since afterwards it's baked, or even if it will be boiled and then put in a pot with any liquid and cooked in such a fashion, that's considered baking. It's chayiv and challah, considered bread. That's why a bagel has a status of hamotzi. It's considered full-fledged bread. Unless it's a bagel that's very sweet, which will, even if it would have been baked, it would be like a cake, and you make a mezainah. But if it's a dough which is qualified inside the sweetness of the dough to be a bread dough, even though it was first boiled, but since it was baked afterwards, it has the status of a bread. Challah toider kikin nozer, bread for a carbon toider, or the wafers that were made for a carbon nozer. Also, ma'atzim potter, if he made him for himself, a potter, because something that was made with tzarech carbon is potter from challah, because it says arisay seichem, your dough and not the dough of Hekdash. But Linka Vashuk Chayef, if his plan was to sell it, he's Chayef. General rules, if you make something for selling purposes, then we say that it's still considered set aside for regular consumption of a Yisrael, because we don't know who's going to buy it. And therefore, since a Yisrael could buy it, even though maybe your primary intent was people should buy it for a Koban, but since we don't know what they will buy it for, it's considered regular dough and it's chayav in challah.